widen a bit, and it's kind of a race to obviously try and get there?
Yeah, of course. It's it is a race. It's exactly right. And just try to read the drop, and luckily picked it off, and then just try to wrap it as hard as I could and outspeed the goalie, I guess.
You see those opportunities actually come up for wraparounds, but is that something guys really work on and practice, the wraparound from behind the net like that?
I think it's you got to work on everything. I think you just got to be ready for any time you get an opportunity to score a goal, especially that tight end. You want to make the most of it, but I think it's pretty much just got to wrap it as hard as you can, as fast as you can, and hope for the best.
Obviously nice to put up six on a night when you know, the line of Nick and Jack and Mason, they're held off the score sheet, and you guys can still put up half a dozen. I guess it speaks to the depth of the team.
Yeah, it's important. I think that's what championship teams are all about. I don't think you can rely on one line every single night. When they're going good, it's great. We're all happy, but other guys need to be able to step up and contribute, and that's the whole point of a team. That's a big difference between golf and hockey. It's a team sport, not just one-man show, so it's nice we have a lot of depth that can step up.
Your goaltender, obviously his first start of the season with you guys?
Yeah, it was huge. He was awesome. Obviously all season long. I don't think we would had that streak or be where we are without Combs or Hutch. And obviously the Philly coming in, he played an unbelievable game and held us in there, and he did a really good job.
Chase, what did you think of the crowd today? You had, I think, your biggest crowd of the season. Yeah. 200 people there.
Yeah, that was exciting. Obviously it makes the game a lot more fun for us to play in too. It's really loud, and seeing those two kids go on the ice too, for the game, it kind of gives you chills. So it kind of puts life into perspective. There's obviously bigger things going on. So, no, but it was awesome. It was a good game, and it was a big bounce back game win for us.
How about Star Wars? Are you a Star Wars fan? Do you like the Star Wars theme today?
I liked it. I'm not a big Star Wars guy, but anytime you kind of have one of those games, I think it's exciting, and obviously the fans love it.